It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
57 in Ogden, 58 in Salt Lake.
Things looking good on our freeways once again. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour with a developing story. The U.S. Supreme Court announced a short time ago it will take up a Mississippi abortion law, which could ultimately impact Roe v. Wade.
CNN Justice Correspondent Jessica Schneider is going over the potential impacts of this case. Let's listen into some of her coverage.
This is a major law out of Mississippi. It blocks abortions after 15 weeks, except for cases of a medical emergencies, severe fetal abnormalities, but it does not make exceptions for rape or incest. It's important to note that, you know, this case comes now that this court is solidly conservative, 6-3. It also comes now with Justice Amy Coney Barrett on the court. We know that as a private citizen, she has expressed her anti-abortion views. However, during her confirmation hearing, she did say that she wouldn't let her private feelings, her opinions, impact her decision. But one justice who has spoken out repeatedly about Roe v. Wade, saying that it needs to be overturned, is Justice Clarence Thomas. He has made no secret of his opinion that it should be overturned. I mean, we heard from him recently saying that Roe v. Wade has created the right to abortion out of whole cloth without a shred of support from the Constitution's text. So this will be a real test for the court. We've also seen the court weigh in recently on some abortion-related issues. It was just back in January when the court actually reimposed restrictions on the abortion drug that women could previously get without visiting a doctor. They reimposed the rules saying that women had to go in person in order to get this abortion drug. So we've seen already the court sort of moving more to the right, and now this will be a major test for the court. No doubt abortion rights activists are very concerned about this opinion being about this case being heard at the Supreme Court next term. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a major case that we've been waiting to see if the Supreme Court will take up.
Again, the Supreme Court has agreed to take up a Mississippi abortion case that could impact the entire country. We'll continue to follow this story throughout the day.
Good to remind everybody, too, it won't even be heard in the court until the fall. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Israeli warplanes pounded the Palestinian-held areas of Gaza overnight with more heavy airstrikes.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending Israel's actions on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're trying to degrade Hamas's terrorist abilities and to degrade their will to do this again. So it'll take some time. I hope it won't take long.
But many of those caught in the crossfire have been civilians. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 174 Palestinians have been killed since this latest conflict began, including 47 children and 29 women.
ABC's Julia McFarlane reporting.
The Utah Jazz have earned the top spot in the Western Conference after finishing as the team with the most wins in the NBA.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our team coverage from outside Vivint Arena.
It comes after a 121-99 beatdown of the Sacramento Kings at Vivint Arena. Speaking afterwards, veteran Mike Conley said he's been around for a while, but this season stands out as a special one.
This doesn't happen every so often where you're the number one seed and number one team in the whole NBA.
With a final record of 52-20, it's the first time in franchise history the Jazz finish as sole owners of the best record in the NBA. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Jazz will be waiting until Friday night to figure out who they get to play in the opening round of the playoffs. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our team coverage.
The Warriors, Lakers, Spurs, or Grizzlies, those are the teams the Utah Jazz could end up facing in the opening round. Now the Jazz have never met in the playoffs against the Grizzlies, but they have played the Lakers 6 times, and they've won 2 of those series. The Jazz have also beat the Golden State Warriors only once in the 4 times they've matched up in the playoffs. And for the San Antonio Spurs, well, they've played them 5 times in playoff history, and the Jazz have won 3 of those series. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Oh, that's my favorite time of year. Weather's nice, too. Let's check it with Grant Wayman. We had some intense thunderstorms with wind and hail rolling through the state Sunday evening. Could see a repeat of that today.
Later on in the day today and then several days to come, we're going to be looking at the scattered thunderstorms, meaning the lightning strikes will be a possibility. So folks need to just keep that in mind as they're out and about in the afternoon. Watch out for the dark clouds. You may hear some of that thunder in the distance. Be mindful of lightning strikes.
Grant says temperatures will warm up tomorrow, but we'll see cloudy skies on Wednesday, cooling a little bit next weekend.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.